KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Playing tonight at the Arcata Playhouse. Thank you guys so much. It's awesome to have you here.
Thank you, Larry.
I was in probably the worst mood of my life until you guys started singing. Now everything is great.
Oh, you didn't seem like it when we first met you, but that's good. Right on. We're going to just slide right into another song here. Give your listeners a second. Is that okay with
you?
Yeah,
please.
Seems like the thing to do. This is a song called Gale in My Sail.
Thank you. if I wanna bring my friend. I got a girl in my cell and my dip got a rip for.
My 10-year radio career comes to an end right now because I'll never do anything that was as good as that. No music will ever be played on this radio station.
I don't know, live from the deli department at the grocery store was pretty epic for us.
Yeah, like, I'm
we
sorry.
We were just like eating roasted yams in between each song and everything. And
I tried to wheel the vegetable cart into the studio, but they didn't let us. But the last time the Bills were on the show was several years ago, live from the co-op, but here we are in the boring studio. But it's awesome to have you guys. It's really cool that you came to play.
Thank you. This is far from a boring studio. You know, for most of your listeners have probably never had the pleasure of walking into the studios here, but you were telling us there are something four stages. This is, folks, you got to picture this mecca here of music. There are every kind of poster and disc and CD and cereal box and disco ball sticker you could ever imagine. This is quite an inspiring place.
We've customized it. Yeah, right. I don't think we're going to get our deposit back on the studio. Plus, we have the cows, too.
Don't forget
the cows outside. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys here, and welcome back to Humboldt. I know you've been here before, but it's been a while, so we kept the place just the same.
Well, it's a pleasure. This time we have two nights at the Arcata, so this is our second night coming up, and it gives us a chance to actually hang out in the area and get to know the place. So this is a real pleasure for us.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. We've got some decent Humboldt weather for you for a change.
Oh, for sure.
So good. They're playing at the Arcata Playhouse tonight, and I've got tickets to give away to that show in a little bit, so if you want to go, just hang out. For a little while, and you'll have a chance to win. So, you got a new record.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for reminding us.
Yes, please. This is the name of the record. Tell me about this record.
Well, the album's called Yes, Please, and it's, I guess in some ways, it's really the fifth or maybe even sixth Bills release, but we've had four discs. This is the fourth compact disc, and it's out on Red House Records. Just came out earlier in the spring of this year. Came out in Canada last year, and we're really excited to be touring around on a new album. and especially in California. This market from Humboldt down to what will be in Ojai to finish the tour, and basically all points in between and up and over the Sierra Nevada, we're taking the music to the people. And there's something about California audiences that are really responsive to the Bill's approach to music, you know, which is we're all about everybody getting a chance to speak their voice, lots of improvisation and exciting arrangements and energy so we're excited to be playing back here. It seems like a really the best place in the States. This is the American debut of the album, this tour, so we're excited.
And from here down to the Bay Area, I know you're going to be on West Coast Live in a little bit, which is a very cool thing.
We are, yeah. Well, it's nice to get a invitation to hang out in Berkeley for at least part of the day. We'll be broadcasting from the Freight and Salvage along with Hot Buttered Rum and and a few other guests, just as a little teaser, I guess. Our evening show is in Oakland that night. We're in the Bay Area, Redwood City before that, and then bopping around out to Gilroy.
The garlic capital.
A lot of stuff around there. We'll be stocking up on garlic, I guess, and some fun venues that we connected with, some new places we're playing on this trip should be fun. And then Ojai is a nice theater down there. That's obviously far from here for your listeners, but it'd be nice to get down. Yeah, wine country is getting the better of us.
I may not be able to forget Humboldt County, though, because I was at Mr. Fish. We just had a stop on the way down here. That Gold Rush Coffee, is that what it was called? And Mr. Fish right beside there, who's a sponsor. He wanted me to remind Mr. Fish sponsors K-Hum. And my fingers are going to smell like smoked albacore tuna for the rest of the tour, guys, which is one of my favorite smells in the world. I'm very excited. Maybe we should also just mention everyone who's in the band here before we forget. It's Richard Moody playing violin. Adrian, who you just heard talking, is on violin and accordion. Fiddle and accordion, and the great debate, is it a fiddle or a violin? Scott White on bass, Mark Atkinson on guitar and mandolin, and I'm Chris on guitar. And we all sing.
This band has been together, I mean there's some different personnel, but the Bills have been a band for a long time.
We're one of the few bands that can actually say that our first recording was on tape. and we recorded on reel to reel, and it went on a tape. We're proud of that, you know? That one's not so widely released because not so many people have tape cassette players anymore, so, you know.
I still have one. So,
Making a comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the hipster circle. Right, they love the cassette.
And that was Richard. Richard is the band, in-band hipster, just in case anybody was
whatever. Richard's been making a comeback for
years.
Whatever. Anyway, I'd just like to give a shout-out to Stardo Cafe in Blue Lake. We're staying at the casino, but we're not eating there. But I had a nice piece of quiche and a great coffee and good conversation there this morning. So there we go.
Isn't that a nice little town, Blue Lake?
Yeah, it's really, people were very friendly, oddball friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something fishy about the place.
Wait a second, what's going on? Now you guys are Canadian. You're from the land of friendly people.
That's funny. We always comment on how friendly Americans are and Californians are, but yeah, you know, it's actually Richard is the one from Winnipeg, which in the province of Manitoba is friendly Manitoba. So he's actually from. They are designated as friendly.
Yeah. I sort of look at it like this: the Canadians look friendly, and the Americans are friendly.
Some of the dogs aren't
friendly on the inside, I guess.
I consider Canadians to be amongst the most friendly people on earth. Although I hate you for your health care. You guys can actually get health care.
Right. We're waiting for you guys to sort it out. You're trying. You're making an effort. You know.
Yeah, we're doing our best.
Not that it's growing pains, but I have some. You know, one of the most healing things in the world is music, Larry. And Adrian Dolan writes some beautiful melodies. How about we segue? You want to hear a tune, a fiddle tune?
Nice segue.
What's going on, AD?
What was the segue? It was so slick. It just slipped past me.
Of crooked fiddle tunes.
Oh boy. Well, speaking of Scandinavian political leanings, this is slightly slightly yes, exactly. I don't know if we're gonna really get into it. Then everybody brings up Sweden as an influence for, you know, world policy, and I do for music. So these couple of fiddle tunes that I wrote kind of are inspired by some of those flavors, which are a bit droney, and they usually have multiple fiddles. And so Richard and I are gonna try this out. It's called After Music. Thank you.
That's the Bills. Go see them tonight at the Arcata Playhouse. Can I talk into one more?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Please. Yeah. As long as you don't feel like we're, you know, passing around too many socialist kind of thoughts up here. It's like, you know, is anybody gonna crack down on us on our way home back to the hotel or what?
Well, I haven't seen the vigilantes yet, so I think we're all right.
Absolutely. We'd love to play one more tune. Let's play Not the End, guys. Is that what we're going to play? Does that sound like the thing? What's that?
There was a dog who's getting in Mark's guitar case out there.
Well, it was exciting times when we got back in the studio. It had actually been about 7 years since we'd recorded anything. And, you know, we'd passed around a few ideas and things got a little bit delayed and repeatedly delayed, and family business produced some children amongst us, not sort of like with each other, right. Not so much, but there are spouses involved as well. So it really took a while to get ready for this album. But when we did, it was actually approaching the end of the world. So we thought we better get it done, December 2012. It was on our minds somehow. and in Canada, this is, you know, we take it seriously, the ice melting and everything. there was sort of a theme that did actually emerge in several of the songs that felt like we were fending off an apocalypse on somehow. But we put a positive spin on it. Of course, as we do. So this is one that Chris and Mark sort of smashed together with a bunch of their ideas, and some fun little melody bits. And the text is by Chris, and it is called "Not the End." And there's a lot of other words, but the key message being that it is not the end. And turns out it wasn't the end. So we can take credit for that and move on. Perfect.
It never is. Boys, you ready?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the story that the cousins told about the little town? Wakefield and a white birch grove, all left to be buried up on a hill, high above the falls and the clearings. Well, last to be was heralded a peacekeeping man, came up against a madness of a wicked plan. Everyone to cover from the falling skies, but you know there was no hiding from the secret eyes. Ain't no cause for concern. Rivers raise, fires burn. We're all standing, who knows where? Forces move us and they don't. Standing, there's a ball of fire coming overhead and counting off the hours. When the circle glow is about to turn to black, do you ever panic, think it's never coming back? Ain't no cause for concern. Fires raise, rivers burn. We're all spinning, who knows where? Forces move us. Come back here, save our souls. We're about to ascend. Get what all your prophets say, cause it fell down before. Thank you. worry about to send. Forget what all your prophets say, cause it fell down before, but it grew back again. Honey, this is not the end.
That's real nice. That's just beautiful. Anyway, that's the Bills who you've been listening to. Obviously, this is going to be an awesome show tonight. It's at Arcata Playhouse. But thank you guys so much for coming. It was really, really great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks, maybe I'll just throw in, if people want to figure out what we're doing next, we have a website, thebills.ca, and we're out there on Facebook, and people should just check out and follow along. We've got all kinds of incriminating photos from the tour so far on Facebook.
Your Facebook, and the website is really nice, too. It's well laid out and easy to get around, thebills.ca. Thanks to the Bills for coming.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.